I've been waiting on this.
I've been waiting too, Drake. What's going on? It's your boy Izzy.
It's your boy Tez.
And this is the Tez and Izzy show. Ooh, that was good.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that intro. That one, like it wasn't our first. We have a special guest.
Yes.
But before we introduce the special guest,
what's up?
I want to talk about last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it went?
I think it went well, actually. You know, as a pilot episode, honestly. I think it was good.
You know, so did I.
Mm.
I had good feedback from a lot of people. I would say about 99% of people.
Yeah, definitely.
Gave me good feedback.
Definitely.
Then out of nowhere.
Yeah, but...
out of absolutely nowhere.
I don't know where it came from, bro. I don't know.
We have a hater.
We actually have a hater.
We have the first official hater of the Taz and Izzy show.
We must be doing something right, Izzy.
I mean, could you remind me of what the comments were?
It was lack of maturity.
Oh, gosh! Wait, one more time for people at the back.
Lack of maturity.
Mm.
And ignorance!
Oh, my goodness gracious. But you know what? Apparently, the haters are your motivators.
Yeah.
So I'm actually glad for that hater out there. I know you're listening to this.
He's going to hear it.
Which is awkward.
I'm so happy.
It's awkward, but at the same time, like, we see you.
Yeah.
And we thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
He's going to hear it.
This guy's salty. Anyway, enough chit-chat. We have our first special guest. So this person, let me just give you a little...
Yes, let's hear it.
Little something.
Don't be shy.
She is, yes, she is, the biggest YouTuber in Portsmouth right now.
Hey.
The biggest YouTuber. She is a grade 8 on a clarinet.
Hey.
A grade 8. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but that's high. It sounds high.
Sounds very high. It's the one and only. Tati.
Hey.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm good. That was one interesting intro.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to do it.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. So we talked beforhand, and apparently this is your first ever podcast.
Yeah, it's my first podcast. Very excited. I'm looking forward to it.
I think that's crazy, because you've been in this game. Wow, that sounds
wow.
That's
wow,
to
exactly.
Say.
Okay,
game, yeah. You've been in this game.
Just a bit cringy, bro.
You've been in the YouTube game quite a while.
Yeah.
How long?
Years.
Like, a couple years?
Yeah,
3 years?
3 years.
We actually saw your first.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't your first.
It was like the
oldest video.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And it was like a teaser, a trailer.
Oh, gosh.
For, what was it? Tati?
Yeah.
It was like,
I don't know.
Could you just remember?
It was an awkward
Tati's
episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like.
Awkward
what?
Moments.
It was called
series.
Tati's Awkward Life.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually dead.
So,
yeah, can you just talk about that? What is that about?
What were you feeling?
Okay, so basically, before my channel was called just Tati,
right?
I was making random videos on Snapchat, and I was like, oh, this is Tati's Awkward Life, and that was like season one, in a sense. Air quotes, season one.
Yeah. All
right.
So people were getting annoyed because I was like just putting minutes on my Snapchat story, so they were like, oh, just start YouTube. I was like, all right. So then the first video was a trailer for season 2.
Oh.
Because I was thinking, there's no season
1 on
YouTube.
Yeah, there's no season 1 on this, right?
I should maybe
private that video.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's basically where it came from. And it was called Tati's Awkward Life, but then I changed it because that's weird.
Oh,
it was weird. But anyway, enough like about the YouTube tour. I want to know more about before that. I want to know more about your childhood. Like, how was life growing up?
Life was chill, to be honest. Yeah, like... just me, my mum, my dad. I have a half-sister as well. It was just chill. Southeast London.
Okay, whereabouts?
In Bromley.
Bromley?
Yeah.
Where's that?
I feel like that's the rough... No, it's not the
rough.
Oh, she's like, wait, you don't know where I'm from.
Listen, when I hear South, I
think
rough.
Oh, you
think
rough?
Sorry, but you said South.
No,
East,
my,
so I'm guessing.
Southeast, like, my neighbourhood is so chill, so quiet. Very few young people.
Mm.
So it was like... But it was nice. Like, I enjoyed it a lot, so...
Yeah, cool. I know it might sound a bit deep, but like, do you have any traumatic experiences?
Not really. Like, it was quite traumatic experiences.
Yeah.
Like, from Bromley.
Did you get bullied or anything?
I didn't get bullied.
Good.
No, I was quite chill. I wasn't popular.
Yeah.
But I wasn't bullied, if that makes sense. Like, in secondary school, I was one of those people, like, people, like, I had my group of friends, but like the popular people weren't like, oh yeah, she's cool. You're in the middle, it's like you're kind of a loser, but it's not enough to bully you.
Right, okay, fine.
But like I was just like in the middle, you know what I mean? Like they didn't rate me basically. I wasn't rated.
Really?
No. Yeah. Especially when I started doing YouTube, people were just like, What's she doing?
Wait, what year did you start YouTube?
When I was in like year 12. But like for fun.
What's it now then?
Now it's still for fun. No. It's still for fun, but like when I started then, it was just like I wasn't taking it seriously.
Mm.
Like it was just like banter.
That makes sense.
Were just kind of like, I don't really understand what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
But it's okay.
So what made you go into YouTube?
Well, I was always making random videos and stuff, not uploading them. So like from childhood, I guess.
Yeah.
Like camcorder stuff. And then when phones came about, as I said, like Snapchat, just making those sketches.
Yeah.
So it just kind of like happened by accident, I would say. Mm. So I was just uploading stuff on YouTube, basically just for my friends to see. And then strangers started to see it. Yeah. That's basically it.
No, that's cool. Yeah. Basically, talking about like the haters before,
mm-hmm.
like obviously, you know, when you just start something, mm-hmm. obviously you say you started it earlier and it wasn't really serious, but when you start something and people don't get it, I assume you're probably getting criticism.
Yeah.
How'd you jump over there?
Mm. Okay. So I remember I took a trip recently to Kenya, right? And those videos a lot better than normal. So on those videos, obviously like if it's like 1K likes, it has like 50 dislikes. Some people leave hate comments. Like I was getting paragraphs of people like, this is so bad, I can't believe blah blah blah. And at first, people took time.
They got time, bro. Honestly.
So I remember like some of them I'd be getting so worked up. I'm like, no, they don't understand. I'd start replying, and I was like with my mom at the time. She was like, you can't give these people time of day.
Mm, yeah.
So like after a bit, honestly, at the moment, I just don't look at those comments anymore.
Because
I'm like uploading more stuff, but at the time I was just trying to reply, and then I realized that's not healthy.
You were fighting back.
I replied to like 3 or 4 comments.
Oh.
And I was like, some of them I just like put question marks because I feel like a lot of the time people just say stuff because they think you're not gonna see because there's so many other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, get there.
But yeah, I replied to a couple. Then I was like, this really isn't worth my time, so yeah. I just ignore them now.
Damn, that's that maturity right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you ever like cancel comments, or you always want to see it?
The only time I'll delete comments is if people say like racist stuff.
Oh, okay, fine.
But like, you get those?
Only very rarely. Very rarely.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I really
honestly say that's
deep. Chucking out the N-word. It's
whoa!
I've had a couple. I just
actually wait. Why are we surprised? This is
right.
Whoa, people are racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I just delete them. Like that doesn't even bother me. It's just more when people leave paragraphs. I'm like, really?
They literally took time to give you a paragraph.
Right?
Hey. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and it's kind of like worse that I took time out of my day to reply, but not anymore. So it's okay.
All right, you grand.
I was gonna say, you know, you have 8K subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like when I say you're the biggest YouTuber in Portsmouth, like
we're not exaggerating.
We're not. Like you literally, so if you type in YouTuber Portsmouth, you're the first person to come
crazy.
Up.
Crazy. So, that was like, an accident, also.
What do you mean?
Because like, when I came to Portsmouth, I was like, oh, let me just vlog uni because I've got nothing else that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Mm.
So if I was to vlog, obviously university would be part of it. So then, I made the first one. I was like, oh, let me just put Portsmouth in the title.
Mm.
And then I started to keep doing it, and people would be like, oh, like, I know you from Portsmouth. I'm like, oh. Yeah, so I don't really do it as much now. I do it every now and again. But yeah, the whole of my first year, basically, people know.
Yeah, I hear that. Because you're big out here. I was going to say, like, how do you... Because like, you're, I think, 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, you might have been on 5-6K.
Yeah.
And then that's just increased.
It was like at the start of the year, like at the end of 2018, I was on 5K.
That's crazy.
Whoa, that's crazy.
You just got 3K out of nowhere.
It's March, bro.
I don't even know.
Like it's only just March.
That's what I'm saying. Whoa. Like,
I think it's when I went to Kenya, a lot of Kenyan people were over there. Because those videos did really well in comparison to the rest of my videos. So I think I gained a lot of support from them a lot. Yeah.
That's cool.
Shout out to the Kenyans.
How was Kenya?
It's amazing. I love it. Because obviously I'm half Kenyan.
Okay.
So it was
half
like
Kenyan, half...
half Zambian.
Zambian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let me just quickly say this. Mm-hmm. I thought you were from Uganda.
Uganda? Okay. I mean, it's still east, so...
Actually, Where do you think I'm from? Just by the way I sound, by my body language.
Oh, I don't know. Goodness. I feel like you said this on your last podcast. Uh-oh. You were like born in Belgium.
Look at that.
She's a real fan. That's cool. I
was born in Belgium, but obviously not white. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, Nigeria.
Yeah, she got it as well. All right.
Yeah.
Where do you think I'm from?
Oh, gosh. I'd say more like South.
Hey, okay, fine.
Are you like South African? Like, not South, but Southern.
Okay.
No, yeah. I'm really close, like, right next to...
Wow!
Whoa, you're good.
Nah, I reckon she stalked us like before she.
No, exactly. Yeah, nah, she did her research. She's like, what am I getting into right now?
Gosh, I promise you, I didn't do that.
Okay, cool. But yeah, Kenya, like that was a good experience for you, right?
Loved it. This was my favorite trip I've taken to Kenya by far.
Really?
Because I normally go like every year or every 2 years, but this time it was like really productive, really fun.
Yeah.
It was just everything I needed at that time, and I was there for like 3 weeks. It was really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's so like, okay, my friends know this about me.
Mm-hmm.
I have this kind of cautious view of going back to Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never been to Nigeria.
You've never been?
I've never been to Nigeria.
Interesting. Okay.
All my friends are saying, oh, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch a lot of Nollywood films.
Okay.
And if you're familiar with them,
mm-hmm. It scares you.
Some of them. I was young when I watched them. I was about 6-7 years old.
I mean, to be honest, I think we all did. Mm-hmm. Have you watched one?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, so I was 6-7 years old, and my parents always used to watch, don't know why, it's probably questioned this, the witchcraft ones.
Okay.
The ones with the village doctor.
Yeah.
You know, with the juju and all
that.
So ever since then, like, that's been my kind of view of Nigeria.
Okay.
And I've been hesitant.
Yeah, I see.
You know, but then every time I hear about my friends going to Nigeria or other African countries, mm-hmm. you know, they have a fantastic time.
Mm-hmm. I think
I don't know what it is though.
I think the reason for that is over here, just in general, the media, the way they present like Africa as a whole,
yeah.
they don't showcase like the A-star parts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They focus on like poverty.
Dude, I remember.
So people don't have that view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
That's cool.
I remember literally when I got to the UK mm-hmm. first year, right? Because I came straight from Zim to the UK.
Okay.
I thought it was a lie that, you know, all they show is like, you know, the rough society. But then, like, I remember I was at my grandma's place and she stopped paying for Sky.
Mm.
So it was peak. like I don't know what I was watching. I was just like watching TV.
Yeah.
And every like 5 minutes they'll have like a UN advert of like the worst. Mm-hmm. I'm like, even I'm like, yo, where's that? Like, that's not where I'm from. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it was crazy. It was actually crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like stuff like that. I do think it's the media that's kind of like
definitely
made me think about that view. I need to go. Not yet. You know?
When you're ready.
Whenever I'm ready.
Of course.
Yeah. I could be 20, 30 years.
Yeah, of course.
Or with my girl.
You say 20, 30 years.
Maybe. I don't know, bro. I don't know. But I will go by God's grace.
Definitely.
Just on God. Don't know where that came from. But are you a Christian by any chance?
I am, yeah.
Do you go to church regularly?
I wouldn't say regularly. I go often, but not like on a regular. I don't go like every Sunday, okay. Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe, this question came up yesterday, do you believe that you have to go to church in order to be a Christian?
I don't think so, because I feel like I know quite a lot of people who go to church, but they don't really like practice.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah,
like, do you know what I mean? Like they go and then they think, oh, that's it.
Yeah, Sunday
Christian.
I'm gone
now. It's just like, yeah. But like it's more than just going to church, I feel.
Yeah, I think it's more of a relationship.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, going to church on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's cool. Have you been to any churches here in Portsmouth?
Yes, actually. At the start of, I remember last year I was in like, have you been to the like Christian Society?
Christian Union.
You,
yeah. There's the union, and there was also like Pensa.
Yeah.
I went there for like one session, and then some of my friends have like tried to take me to like different places in Portsmouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pensa's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like if you're like a new Christian, you should like chill.
It was very because like in Bromley where I go, like I've got two different churches that I go to. It's so much more chill. And I came here and I went to Pensa. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a lot. For those of you who don't know, Pensa is basically like the blackest of churches.
Yeah.
And it's a society that's taking place here in the university.
Mm.
When I went, I went for the first time the other day. And they did 6 to 7 of just straight prayer.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, okay, yeah, that's cool, you know.
Mm.
Get the Holy Spirit going on.
Mm.
And then with the last 5 minutes to go, everyone going in a circle. And everyone was praying out loud. And then the preacher was like, okay, shut your eyes. So I shut my eyes, but then I left one eye open just so I can see, you know,
as you always do.
What's going on. And then on the corner of my eye, I can see this girl just vibrating. Like, doing the Holy Spirit, doing the madness, she was doing all of that. And then she just dropped. Started shaking on the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? And now what you were saying about new Christians.
Yeah.
If a new Christian saw that.
They'd be so overwhelmed.
Yeah. And like, I don't know what effect that would have on them. You know, would that scare them from their faith?
I know a few individuals that were like, I didn't think it was like that. Because all they know is like... Prosecco, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Prosecco on the beach, Christianity. You know, I'm like, it's Prosecco on the beach. But then when they go to Pence, it's like, whoa, like, this is like actual warfare. You know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh, like, so it's very interesting.
Yeah, just on that warfare, like, to what you just mentioned, do you believe in witchcraft? We're getting a bit deep here, I feel.
Yeah. Do I believe in witchcraft? I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about it. I feel like, I don't know.
It's a difficult one, right?
Yeah, that's a difficult one.
In Kenya, are the villages there where they practice it?
So there's like, if like by the coast, this is not where I'm from, but by the coast they have like...
Quick little disclaimer.
Like, hey, yo, not me.
It's not me. They have a thing with cats. Like, I don't know if that's like a recurring thing. Right. But yeah, by the coast there's like all these stories. My mum would be telling me stories like of the witchcraft sort of thing. But like, I'm not sure if I believe it 100%.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I need to think about it a bit more.
The weird thing is, yeah, like, I've heard some mad stories that like are crazy, but then I've heard like little stories that seem realistic. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I wouldn't be surprised if it was real, basically.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, what? Like, it seems like it's something that could be believable.
Yeah.
I mean, you say that, but then I've heard a story about a man who was meant to go to prison, and then the village doctor turned him into plantain.
I've heard stories
like stuff like that. I'm just
I'm like, I don't know what you're there.
The thing is, my mom told me a story like her, like my uncle basically once woke up naked in a tree because he stared at a black cat and didn't like do the ritual.
Oh
afterwards.
My goodness.
And I was like, my mom wouldn't lie to you. Like, she was telling me this. I was grown, like I was 18 or something.
Wow.
So she wouldn't lie. Yeah. It's not like she's trying to be like, haha.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You're
18.
You know what I mean? I'm like, she doesn't have to do that.
Yeah. Nah.
I'm not a child. It's just like scare me to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, get that.
Do you know what I mean? So I was like,
that
must
have scared you.
I was like, bro.
But like, since then, ever since you see black cats, what do you do?
See, I'm chill with cats, but like, I haven't seen a black cat.
Really?
Oh, so when it does happen, what
when
are you going to do?
Happen,
are
you going to
do a little,
little
snap of the fingers?
Probably, yeah. Just definitely not look it straight in the eyes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've done that before, you know.
What, look a cat in the eyes?
Yeah.
Yo, I remember where I used to live. We, like, in the lounge, we hadn't, when we just moved in, we hadn't put, like, the curtains in yet. And it was, like, a very white neighborhood. Sorry, I'm just saying. And then, so they had, like, a lot of cats around. And this cat, like, jumped into our yard. And I was watching TV, right? And I just look outside and saw these green eyes looking at me.
Huh.
And I just looked and I was like, and he was just there, you know. And when cats look at you, they don't stop in case like you do something funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was there like, trying to finish this, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, it's crazy.
You're trapped. I was also going to ask at the beginning of the podcast because why I think I'm going to start doing is asking each guest this question. Do you think black men are trash?
No.
Do you understand why it's a whole phenomenon?
I think it's because obviously people have had bad experiences, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then it's like, that's kind of like you can't really generalize.
That's why
exactly.
It's like it that's goes with thing. Everything. Like when people say, "Oh, black girls are loud." Do you know what I mean? Like not
Some of them are.
Some of them are. Yeah. But not every single.
In my experience, most of them are. But that's my experience, though.
That's your experience, exactly. You can't speak for everyone, and the same way, like. Girls can't say all men are trash.
Listen, I have so many black friends.
Yeah.
Black female friends who keep on saying
I'm like
all black men are trash. And I'm like,
I think it's just,
in your life?
Yeah. I don't know who you're talking to.
That's speaking from
my friends are
solid.
I think that's what it is. So and then they try to put
just,
it down everyone's
like
throats.
Projecting in a way.
Yeah.
But it's like that's their opinion, isn't it? So you can't really knock someone's opinion, but in my opinion, no.
Good.
All men are trash.
But do you think the majority of black men are trash?
I don't even know. Like, I don't think so. It just depends. Because people treat people differently.
Okay, but like in your experience.
In my experience?
With black men. Do you
go
for black men?
Pardon?
Do you even go for black men?
That's
a fair question.
Like a mixture. I don't discriminate.
Okay.
Oh, really?
A little spiciness
like
sometimes?
My ex was white.
Interesting.
Oh, really interesting.
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah. I mean, we met as well.
It was fine. It was
cool.
Fine.
We love white people, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We love Asians too.
You know, we love Asians.
We love everyone.
We love everyone.
But yeah,
yeah, it was chill. No, my ex was white.
Right, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, but I've been with like black people.
And how was that?
How was that? Yeah,
it's fine. Like, there's not really much difference apart from like culturally.
I think that's a big one.
But isn't that big enough though?
Pardon?
The difference, the cultural difference.
Yeah, yeah, that's like the biggest thing. Because I think like for me, one of the like with my past relationship was like, oh, doesn't want to get married, doesn't want kids, isn't Christian, like all of that stuff is like...
Why did you go for him again?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, like... And then
we need pictures though.
Yeah. Not yet.
So it's like, we were just very different and it wouldn't have worked long term. But then obviously, if someone is like, I don't know, like African or black or whatever, it's more likely that they'd have a similar like culture. Yeah, and like, you know, morals and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of like.
Yeah, but then obviously again, that's a generalization and everyone's different, but that's just my experience.
The thing is, like, I'm all for interracial
relationships. Yeah, yeah. Like, it is what it is.
You know, do you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that cultural aspect, it can make or break the future. Definitely. You know?
Even just how big it is, because my girlfriend's Nigerian, right? Yeah. So even just that whole me being from the South and her being from Nigeria, it kind of like, even the cultural differences when you're both from Africa, it can also be big. Now, what more, like...
Can I ask you a question about that? I know it's a bit weird. All she's right. the guest, but... how did your parents react when they found out that your girlfriend was Nigerian? Were they scared?
No, they weren't. It was interesting. You know what? My grandmother, she was kind of like, yo, you better watch out. And I was like, wow. Like, because she was like the first person, like... And I knew I was going to get that reaction from her because I was so slick, you know, because I was going back to Zimbabwe and my girlfriend had given me a teddy bear, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is for you. And I was like, cool. And I'd hit it and there were a few like close calls, but you know, I'd made it.
Mm-hmm.
Right when I was about to go through security at the airport, she pulled it out of my bag, right? And she's like, what's this? I'm telling your mother. So as soon as I got back home, as soon as I hugged my mom, she was like, so where's the teddy bear? And I was like, oh. And then she literally thought it was Juju in the teddy bear.
Wow.
So yeah, it was, but now they're cool. They love her. That's good. Now they love her. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
that's an interesting story.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah, bringing it back to you, what is your core audience when it comes to YouTube?
Definitely uni students.
Okay.
In general, and yeah, basically just uni students. People, my demographic, like in terms of age, is 18 to like 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
And black, white, or everyone?
I'm not even sure, you know, because unless I were to see people, like I can't really tell from names.
Yeah,
can you not?
Not really.
I mean, I'm sure if you see like an Adeyomo.
Yeah. In that sense, like I would say, I think it's quite balanced, to be fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And now that you have 8K subscribers, I'm sure there's some bread that comes with that.
Yeah,
you know, what's
some
the
bread.
She's comfortable.
What's the currency saying now? What's the money saying?
I make some money.
Yo! Yay! I like it. I like it.
Let them know.
I like it a lot. I ain't average out here.
I feel like people assume. I feel like until I get like what, 100K or like
50K or views.
Subscribers. I don't even know. Like I don't make that much money from views. It's mainly from like brand deals and like
you're sponsored by Co-op.
Yeah, exactly, right? I saw that. I was like, that's the ultimate plug.
Yeah, what's your discount like?
Co-op and Unite Students. Well, I shop at Co-op for free mainly.
This podcast is over.
My gosh.
I'm gonna quick shopping strip.
That's only when I'm like making videos for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so like on a normal day, I'm gonna pay, if that makes sense.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That is still lit though.
Can you imagine like picking up whatever you want?
I want this.
No, excuse me. It's not that easy.
I can get Cocoa Pops this time.
I'm trying to figure out, do you just walk out with the bag?
What do you mean? No, like they give like vouchers basically.
Oh, okay, fine.
So they'll send me like loads of vouchers.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I don't know what to talk about now.
I'm like, that kind of shit.
That's very free shopping as a student? Nah, that's crazy.
Co-op and Unite Students are basically the two. Okay,
and with Unite Students, like, what do you get? Free accommodation or is that the...
No, they just like pay. So they pay me to make videos for them.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, so like there's a real business in this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you
you know what, that actually kinda right.
You guys need to stop doing that.
Yeah, need to stop doing that. You can go.
I was gonna say, yeah, like if you, as people say, play the game
correctly,
there's money to be made.
But at the same time, you don't want to do too many
branded stuff.
Because your audience would be like, oh, she's selling out.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've had offers from like there was this one like match betting company. Mm. They're like, we feel like you have the perfect audience. I was like, in what way? And then like NCS as well. But I was like, my demographic isn't like 15, 16 year olds. So I was like, can't do that.
Mm.
And then like beauty stuff. It's like, I'm not a beauty guru, so I can't do that.
Look,
so it's
you
just like,
passing out on deal.
No,
yeah.
It's really not that many. But it's like stuff like that. Like I, to be honest, YouTube isn't a thing where I'm making money for it to be full time. Mm. So I don't really have any interest in like, my main focus isn't like, oh, let me make money. Let me get views.
Yeah.
So it's not really that. I mean, I'm sure in the future, maybe I'll stress more about brand deals and
stuff.
I'm trying not to make it 100% of my life.
That's crazy. Would you would you say that, you know, doing YouTube could be classified as a career move?
For some people, yeah.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say, like, I'd be a YouTuber for the rest of my life, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, it's not my goal to just, like, be a YouTuber.
Oh,
right.
What's the goal?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
100%. But obviously, I study TV, so I definitely want to do something in media, whether that be, like, presenting, editing, something like that, more creative. But YouTube is, like, I'll always be doing YouTube.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not going to be my only thing.
Yeah, and, like, it won't be, like, your main income.
I don't know.
Oh,
really?
I don't know. We'll
so
see.
Like, she's
but
got
I don't
plans.
Know.
She's
like, I would hate to just rely on just YouTube succeed.
Because it's so fickle, right?
Yeah, like the internet is a very exactly like we could wake up tomorrow and everyone could be like, oh, YouTube is cancelled.
Yeah.
Someone could say something. YouTube is cancelled. Everyone jumps ship. We start from zero again. So.
But for now, though, YouTube is a good way to get money.
I love YouTube. It's sick.
How did your parents react when they found out that you're kind of doing YouTube, like taking it seriously?
I didn't really tell them. They just found out.
Oh, how did that go down?
It was okay because my mom was just like, "What are you doing?
Oh yeah,
like just focus on your books, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then when they started seeing like people's response. And, like, the, like, attention, I guess. And,
they're back to you.
Yeah. Like, at the moment, they love it. They're just like, yeah, keep doing it. Like, just it's just balancing YouTube and uni. So
yeah.
They're just like, obviously, focus on uni, but, like, still keep up
at
YouTube.
At the same time.
Yeah.
It probably is, like, the biggest concern, right?
Yeah,
like,
definitely. Because I want to do well at uni. So, but it's chill.
Would you, like, let's say there's a kid out there.
Mm-hmm.
And all he or she wants to be is a YouTuber.
Okay.
And let's say that was your kid.
My kid, okay. Yeah.
Would you allow him to pursue, or her, to pursue that career?
What, like, without going to school?
No, with going to school. But, like, his main or her main focus is to be a YouTuber.
I don't know. Obviously, as what makes them happy, isn't it? But then,
I feel like with that, you got to be careful.
You have to be careful to some extent because I was also, like, I had that mentality for a bit. Like, before I came to uni, I was thinking, don't want to go to uni. I just want to focus on YouTube. Like, I can't be asked for school. I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
But now I'm in uni, I really value what I'm doing.
Right,
and, like,
right,
I value the experiences I'm getting and, like, just being, like, in education and stuff. So many people don't get to be in, like, school.
It's true.
So, like, I'd hate for my child not to experience everything that I'm experiencing.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like, and you got, like, big because of uni as well.
Yeah, uni's helped my YouTube a lot, to be honest. Like, without uni, I don't know what content I'd even be making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, some of the big YouTubers, you've always heard, like, stories about them dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say that was your kid. Would you allow him to drop out?
To drop out?
To focus on the YouTube. Because, like, low-key, like, you could be the reason why he hasn't made it, if you keep him in uni.
I understand what you're saying. It'd have to be, like, because, obviously, if you're dropping out, it's because what you're successful in YouTube already.
True.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's not like a similar situation with me, how I can't live off what I'm doing.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's say they're in uni, they've got like, but still, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's more to life and more to this whole thing than just how many subscribers you have or stuff. Cool. Like, what if, as I was saying, like, what if that were to disappear? What else?
Yeah, it's true. Like, what do you fall back on?
Yeah, like, that can't be the only thing making you happy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I just feel like, I don't know. If they hate school,
yeah,
I'd be like, okay, school maybe not, it might not be the thing for you, but, like, have something else as well that you want to do.
Did you enjoy high school?
No. I hated sixth
form. Right?
I hated sixth form, but I love uni.
Okay.
So I enjoyed years 9 to 11.
Yeah.
No, I mean 7 to 11.
7 to 11.
Yeah. But
so secondary school.
I enjoyed secondary school.
Cool.
But sixth form, loathed.
Really?
Really? I hated it. It was the worst years.
My really? Gosh.
Yeah, it was so bad. Like, I just wasn't happy. But I think it was because I wasn't really doing what I was meant to be doing.
Interesting.
That sounds so deep.
Yeah. We're gay somewhere.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you
because,
mean.
Because, like, that right there has got me thinking, do you feel like it's something to do with the school curriculum system? Like, the stuff that they make you kind of...
They prioritize.
Make you do?
Yeah. Let me just elaborate on that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, they make you do history and geography in year 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. To me, those are one of the most useless, the most useless subjects.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather do something like personal development or tax or politics, something that's actually important in the future in general.
I agree to some extent because I think for me the main thing was I just chose the wrong subjects at A-level. But I think in general, yes, I think the curriculum, they could focus more on other stuff. But I do think, like, having a well-rounded, like, having well-rounded knowledge is important, but not to the level that we do it, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
We focus a lot on, like,
stuff that's a bit...
I mean, like, for me, like, yes, keep English, you know,
cool. English,
keep maths,
science.
Of course.
Yeah.
Keep science, of course. You know, cure cancer, of course. Yeah. But when you're talking to me about... you know, tectonic plates and that.
You know. For me, it was
I don't know what the hell that's about.
You know, for me, it was weird because, like, in Zim, I wasn't even learning about Zim history. I'm like learning about Hitler, bro.
But that's important.
You know
what
I mean?
To
understand it's
the
general knowledge, right? But then I'm like, I don't know, like, they wouldn't teach you anything. By the time you got to high school, you hardly learn anything about Zim.
That's crazy.
You get what I mean? So you would know Martin Luther King, but you wouldn't know the equivalent in Zim.
Oh,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I think like stuff like that needs to change. Hopefully in the future, the near future. By the way,
I wanted to ask, like, since you've been doing YouTube for like 3 years, obviously you get like the perks of like the car perks.
Mm-hmm.
But like, do you ever like feel like I don't feel like doing this anymore?
It's not often. It's only when it's like it starts stressing me out. Not really much anymore, but before, I would make YouTube my like number one priority.
Nice.
So obviously, I can't control what people want, what people watch, and all that stuff. I can only control me.
Yeah.
So that would stress me out. Then I'm like, oh, why am I doing this? So that would like discourage me. Or if it's like, just stuff like that, or like the negative comments and stuff. But now, I'm chilling. Like, as I said, I don't make it my number one priority, so it doesn't stress me out. And I just accept the fact that I can't control what happens, basically. All I can control is what video I put out.
Yeah.
I can't control what people think about it, how many people watch it. So I just, like, surrender that stress.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to deal with it.
Yeah, what will be, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Do you have any inspirations growing up? When it comes to either YouTube or just life in general?
I don't even know. Like, I feel like... Oh, I look up to my mum quite a bit.
That's good.
Because I feel like...
Shout out to mums out there.
You're right, shout out.
Just because she's, like, very, like, hardworking.
Yeah.
And, like, she was always just, like, you know, never give up, no matter what, just never give up.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she's, like, my, like, biggest, like, driving force, if that makes sense.
Yeah, cool.
In terms of, like... the industry, I don't really know.
No.
Like, I look up to, like, loads of different people. Like, I'm inspired by loads of different people, but I don't think I can, like, pinpoint one person to be, like, this person is my inspiration.
Mm.
Like, I find Oprah quite inspiring.
Okay, that's a good one.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she's had a very interesting life journey.
Yeah. Do you watch, like, anyone on YouTube a lot?
The main people I watch on YouTube are, like, just travel vlog content, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So people who... more, like, cinematic stuff. I don't really watch, like, challenge videos and stuff. I do, but, like, the main stuff I watch are, like, yeah, more, like, travel content, just so that...
Well, like, the vlogs that they do when they're in travel.
Yeah, like, Bali and that just that sort of stuff, you know, when it's, like, cinematic. Just because I find that's the sort of stuff I want to be able to make in the future.
Right,
so, so I just, like, watch that for, like, inspiration and to learn more, basically.
That's cool.
Interesting. Yeah. So you like travelling, basically.
I love travelling, yeah. That's what I want to do. Like, if I wasn't in uni... I would want to travel.
And get paid off it.
Yeah, I'd love to.
That'd be crazy.
But yeah,
get that sponsorship.
Right?
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Like, I just want to be able to travel a lot. So, as cliche as that sounds. But yeah. And then, who else do I watch? I watch a lot of, like, architectural stuff for some reason. Really? Like, you know when people do like, oh, my $17 million house tour.
Oh, I do. I watch those like, too. Honestly, yeah. I watch that
sort of stuff. Like, I feel like people wouldn't really expect me to watch that stuff, but like, Architectural Digest is a really good channel. So they just do like tours of like New York penthouses.
Yeah, yeah, I watch that.
But it's like, it's not like just random people. It's like an actual channel and it's like an official tour.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like, hey guys, welcome back to my
channel. Exactly. It's like an actual like moving you through the house.
Yeah, it's like a proper thing. It's like it looks like a TV show. Yeah. It's like if you're watching like Homes Under the Hammer.
It's like MTV Cribs.
Yeah, kind of like Cribs, but more like
classy.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
That sort of stuff.
I was gonna go into a segment that I just made up.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
Awkward Scenarios.
Awkward Scenarios.
Oh gosh, is this a play on Tati's Awkward Life?
Yes, yep. It is. Yes, it is. Okay. So the first awkward scenario is you've been talking to this guy.
Okay.
And he finally has time to take you out on a nice date.
Okay.
Nando's.
Nando's.
Let's make it relatable.
Yeah, I love Nando's.
Let's make it relatable. Nando's. It's 8 p.m.
Okay.
Conversation is going amazingly well. Yeah. The eye contact is a bit sexy, a bit hot.
Yeah. Cool.
Very romantic. Having a conversation. Out of nowhere, you make a joke.
Mm-hmm.
He laughs. He ha ha. During one of his ha ha's, phlegm starts to fly.
Oh my god.
During the flight,
oh dear,
it diversifies into two.
Diversifies.
One hits your left cheek.
Oh no.
The other one hits your chicken wing.
Oh my gosh.
Now, in that scenario, do you acknowledge what happened? Do you ignore it and like just let it play out?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Okay, did he realize?
Yes, but he's carrying on. Like, he wants to carry on and just pretending like it never happened.
I feel like I'd have to address it.
Oh,
like, that's so awkward.
I wouldn't do it in a way where it's like, oh my gosh, that's so gross. I'd just like laugh about it. Do you know what I mean?
What would you be like?
Like, oh no, that's
let me just wipe that out.
Yeah, you'd be like,
I'd have to style it out.
How though?
Just be like, oh, that's Pete. It happens, isn't it? Like, because the conversation's going well. It's like, we like each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not like an awkward thing.
That's not a deal breaker for you.
No.
Someone,
you want pesto chicken?
Yeah.
You want pesto chicken?
I'd probably be like, so you trying that? To swap the chicken? Or... But no, that's not a deal breaker, because, yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, that happened to me, yeah. I guess I'd have to wait till the situation to see. But...
I mean, like, not me. I mean, just take that away from me. Yeah, you had one?
It was more of like... It was just something I went through.
Okay.
Where I think I remember I was like 12 years old and I was writing an exam.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very intense. And the last thing I was thinking about was like, okay, I was writing basically. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was getting through the exam. And I felt something building inside me. You know what I'm saying? And the weight of it was like, you know, it was kind of annoying. And I realized what it was. And you know, I was trying to switch positions because I didn't want to let it come out. And then I obviously, I don't know why, because I was usually good at holding like farts inside. I was so good at it. And then one time, I don't know, it was like you know when you like let out helium really slowly. And it was an exam, like the quietest environment that my butt chose.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, what? And you know, after that, I thought that like, you know, for an exam, and I blame my friend
because
obviously it was an exam. I was like, yo, and the teacher's like, quiet, it's an exam, right? So after the exam, I'm thinking it's cool, and then I sit next to my friends, right? And I'm like eating my lunch and all that,
yeah.
And then I look up, and they're not there anymore. Mm. And they're like sitting like 10 meters away. I'm like, bro, you fought, like, I'm like, wow, it was so sad, but. That's my awkward scenario.
I guess to relate it to you, like, let's say you're in an exam and you can't hold in the fart.
Okay.
And you fart. And it's like, not like helium, more of a...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't acknowledge it. I'd keep my head down and pretend I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yeah, because then if you act normal, no one's going to... If you're looking around like shit...
Yeah.
Then it's going to be obvious that you've done it. Something.
Also, you'd hope I'd that just... someone else took the blame.
No, I just keep my head down and keep writing, but nothing ever happened.
Really?
And then people would be confused, obviously, but then it's like, that's on you. Like,
I think people would know, though.
I'm not involved.
I don't know what's worse.
Though. I don't know.
I feel like for me, I'm the type to put my hand up, like, can I go to the toilet? I'm never coming back. You're never going to see me again.
You ain't coming.
That's crazy.
I'd be too scared to acknowledge
the fart.
Yeah, I couldn't say anything.
Right. Well, that was Tati's awkward scenario segment. How do you feel about white people saying the N-word in songs?
In songs?
Yeah.
To be honest. Like, I'm just one of those people who would be like, if you're not black, just don't say it.
Yeah?
It's simple.
I believe in that.
So do I. But, like, but it's like, awkward, though, when you're in the club.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
you don't say it in general?
Not in general. Like, I won't, like, not say it, but, like, in general, like, I don't.
Yeah. What about in songs, though? Because I feel like you listen to
songs. Sometimes I don't say it, sometimes I do.
So you don't have to go,
if it comes out, it comes out. But, like, I'm not, like, going out of my way to make sure I say it. Right. Yeah, most of the time, I won't. Just because I don't really like the word in general.
So then let's say that you're partying with someone and you're both singing the lyrics, like, you're looking eyes to eye.
Yeah.
And then the that line.
You're like,
what are you going to say now?
To be honest, I've been in many, I think. Like, at the start of uni, freshers and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be in the club and then, like, obviously lyrics, and then I'll be looking around, I'm like, so many of you lot are saying this word.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't go around to every single person like, no, you shouldn't say this. Yeah. But like, yeah, I've witnessed it.
Yeah, I mean, like, at one of his parties,
mm-hmm.
his infamous parties, like one of the first really bad ones. Sorry, bro.
My goodness gracious.
Sorry. Bad as well. Sorry, but like, we went in, and obviously we saw it was a little different out here.
Mm.
And
quite interesting. Yeah,
and I didn't know, I'd never been to such a white party. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know how they work. And I realized at white parties they don't play white music. Like,
no.
Like they play like at the start maybe it's like doo doo doo.
Yeah.
Then like I'm like, wait, this is R. Kelly.
Yeah.
hey, that's not about anything about what's going on with R. Kelly. I'm just saying it was R. Kelly.
Yeah,
and then and then they'll be playing, then they start playing NWA.
Hmm.
Then I'm like, oh, and I looked around like, you better like be okay with, like, you know what I mean? Like, don't say anything that I don't like.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to like it, you know?
I feel like when there's no black people around, I don't even know what they get up to.
Yeah, I mean, if they can say
what. I don't want to know.
You know?
It's probably scary, though, like, what they get up to when we're not there. Wow, imagine that thought, actually. No, let's deep this.
Yeah. If they can, like, say it when we're there.
What the hell do they do when we're not? They probably watch videos on like slavery and
like, right? And be like,
let's go. Yo, get it. It's about to run away.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
as a
goodness.
Disclaimer, there are obviously some non-problematic white people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Just, I feel like her ex.
Wow, I can't believe you said that.
Like my ex.
Oh my
God. I feel like if you didn't say that, people would be like, oh my God, you know. People love to find stuff to chat about.
Yeah, just on that topic, I have this thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like a theory or concept.
Okay.
Or belief.
Okay.
I believe, from my experience,
mm-hmm.
that in the UK, 65% of black girls can sing nicely. Like, they've got a nice singing voice. And I believe that only 30% of white girls can sing nicely.
Where did you get this stat from?
My experience. Because, like, I've been in the whitest of places. Essex.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to school there, secondary school there.
Yeah.
And I went to some choir practices just to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrendous. Mm. Now, I come here to university. I go to PGC, Portsmouth Gospel Choir. Everyone there is black.
Okay.
Sounds marvelous. Now, someone,
they don't even do auditions, by the way.
They don't. That's even crazier. Like, you can just go in there and you're like, you're there.
You're in.
And like, everyone there sounds nice. Now, what do you guys think about that? Would you agree with those stats?
I like agree to some extent because I feel like people obviously think like, oh, if you're black, you can sing.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the time, they're not wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, I don't know how it works.
I don't know either. I think it's God. Like,
yeah.
Let me just say that.
Bless us. No, I really don't know. Like, but it's yeah, I don't know.
In your, like, experience, because you've probably hung out with, you know, both races.
Yeah. No, I know some black people who can't sing at all. But then
is that shade at someone?
No, it's not shade. It's not shade.
Look at me, don't care.
Yeah, look at her. She's like, no, I'm not gonna say anything.
It's not shade.
You know who you now, dude.
But, no, but yeah, like more of my black friends can sing than my white friends,
which is interesting.
Yeah,
I would ask you, but then you've only been with black people, right?
Wow, are you like taking a shot at my diversity?
Yeah, actually, not in Zim. They do have white people, don't they?
Wow. Hey, hey, for saving to save this podcast, bro. He's wrong.
So yeah, would you say that's an accurate statement?
No, I think it's accurate for real.
Yeah,
I feel like some stereotypes actually have a lot of truth to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like the dancing stereotype, like black people dance and white people kind of.
To be honest, I've seen some white people
dance.
The craziest moves.
I think a lot of them are like American low key. Like I've seen a lot of white people who can dance. They always tend to be American for some reason.
Mm. It's true.
But they can dance.
Yeah, like different.
They're
levels.
Good.
The don't Asians think, are. Wait, don't you think? Yeah, don't Asians you think it's can... like the minority type thing? Let's say if the more people like, the more you say, oh, white people can't dance, the ones that can dance are the ones that people notice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like dancing is one of those like gray area things. Because you can learn to dance, that's the thing.
Yeah, but like, it's not. Like, it's, sometimes it has sometimes to be in you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about it being in you, I went into Instagram TV. Your Instagram TV.
Oh my gosh.
And like, that was by accident. I just tapped it.
Jesus Christ.
And I mean, we hope it was by accident.
And like, I saw this video of you with a microphone singing
Dead.
Man in the Mirror.
Oh no.
And I was like, whoa. Wait, she can actually sing. Should I play
really?
It?
For yes, hold on. Let's hear it.
No way.
I mean, I didn't hear it.
You don't have to say this.
Like, does she look like a singer to you, though?
No.
Why are you answering for it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's coming. If my internet doesn't want to work.
It's okay. That's a sign.
No. Let's hear.
I believe.
Jesus Christ. How do you even find
it? Why is Instagram not working? There it is.
Please don't play it from the start.
Oh, we found it.
Not from the start, yeah? Should we just skip to the middle?
Actually, I don't even know what's worse. Do you know what I mean? I'm just picking my poison, basically. It's not
why would this happen? Why would it stall and
what
buffer?
What a shame. Next.
Wow. No, I will get it. It's
Oh, dude. Whoa!
Okay. Because I need to hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it to be played?
I'm ready.
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
No, I'm ready.
Let's go.
In this place, everyone's cool.
It's on the internet, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jesus. No, not this one. That's so bad. Ew, I actually hate it.
Would you keep it then? No, that's cool though.
Nah, I'm gonna.
Why does it doesn't? It doesn't want to work.
No, I don't like that one.
But anyway, what I was trying to get at is like, I never knew you sing.
You never hear me sing.
I never knew you.
Oh, because I don't.
You need these videos?
I mean, it's
multiple
not,
videos. It's you might not, say.
It's more of a. It's just a hobby, isn't it? Okay.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's more of a hobby.
Can I play this one? What's this one's that? Not too bad.
Whoa, that's even worse.
Okay.
I'm going to fight them.
Enough of that. So, where did the singing come from? Like, what inspired that? You seem very honest.
Yeah, right?
I did musical theatre growing up.
So
so from when I was like, I want to say 9, 8, actually no, maybe even younger than that.
Yeah.
I did like musical theatre. And then that's how I got into the instruments a bit later on. So, like, I did the whole, like, ballet, jazz, tap, and then acting, singing,
Oh, snap, dancing. You did the whole nine.
Yeah. My mum was like, that's what you'll do. That's going to be you.
Dude, I want like that happened to me, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, musical theatre, but my dad tried to make me everything. Like, it was really peak.
But yeah, that's how that came about, I guess. But it's just, like, a hobby thing now, because I didn't really pursue it further. I just kind of focused on the whole, like, instrument side.
That's interesting. Do you think, like, some of those skills you learned, you put them in YouTube?
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean, more just, like, the piano stuff, I guess. Haven't really played clarinet on YouTube. I don't know if I ever will. But, yeah.
That's interesting.
It came in handy, like, I think for my confidence mainly, like, public speaking and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the, like, main thing that helped. Like, just being able to, like, talk in front of people, the, like, being on stage helped that.
Do you feel like you get, like, pressure from being a YouTuber? So they think, like, you're supposed you're confident all the time.
They think because I can
scared.
Talk to the camera.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you should be able to. It's like, no. It's more. I feel more comfortable if it's just like me by myself in front of the camera.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. But like now I'm more comfortable. Like I can talk. Yeah. Like it's fine. Like I can be on stage in front of people and like talk.
Do you ever suffer from social anxiety?
Social anxiety? Not really social anxiety. No.
Okay. So like you're
I'm quite chill. Pardon?
You're quite like the extrovert.
I'd say I'm ambiverted. So in between, like if I'm at like, well, I don't drink, because that makes me anxious. So like if I'm like in a club and like I'm around drunk people, that makes me very anxious. But like in general, like I'm chill. Yeah.
I like that. Do you have any further questions?
Oh yeah, I do have one.
Oh yeah.
It's so random. It's so random.
This is funny.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
In the Illuminati? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't really know much about it, to be honest. I just know it's bad.
Yeah. I feel like if you believe in that, then surely you believe in witchcraft, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess
it's together. Yeah.
I feel like I'm not, like, I don't know enough about it to have, like, a proper opinion.
All right.
Yeah. Do you have any weird beliefs?
Yeah. I feel like...
Well, you got excited.
Yeah, she was like, yo, I'm going to say that.
I'm one of those people who, like, low-key believes in astrology.
Okay.
So, like...
Oh, what? The star signs.
Like, I'm a Gemini and stuff like that.
Really?
But, like, it's because there's so much more to just, like, your sign. Like, I learned this recently.
Okay.
Like, it's not like... You see how, like, it's like, I'm a Gemini. That's only, like, a part of my sign, like, okay. My birth chart.
Okay.
So, it's like, my rising sign, my moon sign, like, they're all different.
And you believe in all of that?
I'm getting there. If that makes sense. Like, I find it really interesting.
This stuff scares boys away. You do
yeah,
I'm
aware.
Yeah, because
girls use it to see.
No, I'm not one of those people who's like, because I don't think you can, like, say this is how someone is because of the stars.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think you can blame your personality on the stars.
Right.
But, like, I just find it interesting to, like, research and stuff. Because then it's like, when you find things that are similar, you're like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know
and,
what you mean.
Yeah, like, another weird thing, I guess, I like quantum mechanics quite a lot. So, like, physics.
That's crazy.
Like physics was, like, my favourite thing growing up. And, yeah, I like quantum physics a lot. So, like, space-time and all that stuff.
Why didn't you study that in uni?
I wanted to, but my mum convinced me not to. And okay. Now I'm glad she did. Because if I were to do physics in uni, I would have to do classical physics as well as
classical physics.
And I don't like classical physics as much. That's like...
Yeah, like who likes
that stuff?
Yeah, I mean,
like, that's come on. It's classical physics.
Yeah, like modern physics only.
Right? Come on, like, honestly, bro.
Yeah,
because like, classical physics is more boring. That's like gravity and stuff. Like,
of course.
We know.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, like, we know about gravity.
Oh, yeah,
the space when you jump.
And Newton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like,
yeah. But then, like, quantum stuff, when it's like different dimensions and like...
Oh yeah, that's
traveling,
a good...
time
traveling.
Like
time traveling.
That's
like
the stuff that's interesting, like the stuff we don't really know. But then that just kind of drives you crazy because it's like
it does.
Me knowing it does not change what's going on.
I feel that. I have this thing where I believe in like alternate dimensions.
Exactly.
So like not making a certain decision creates.
Yes.
And that's sort of
yes.
But like,
that's
keeps me awake.
That's literally physics.
Okay.
That's quantum
physics.
I
knew that. Right.
Like, there's
right?
this theory, like, Schrodinger, he's like an Austrian
the
physicist.
The cat,
Schrodinger's cat. He, like, I'm not going to explain it because it's long for people, but it's actually,
what's the
like,
short
really,
story?
Like, basically how every decision you make, like, is happening, that you're like, your choice is, like, basically happening in different dimensions at the same time.
Yeah.
So the whole theory was, like, the cat is both dead and alive.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
See, that's stuff like that will keep me
away. Yeah, bro, I'll be like, I'm done.
But this is all just a theory. And, like, me saying this, whether it's true or not, does not change what we're doing here on Earth. So it's like, why am I thinking about it that way?
Yeah, right?
But it's just so interesting to me.
But then at the same time, like, imagine a timeline where we didn't have this podcast.
Yeah.
That's
happening right now somewhere else in a different universe. That's the weird thing, because it's like, is it? I don't know. But even if it is, doesn't change what's going on.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Like,
right?
This is our timeline.
This is happening right now.
Yeah.
This is all we know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm...
So it will literally keep you up at night. And yeah, I find stuff like that interesting.
I do. But
it
gets annoying, doesn't it? Because you're just like, I can't control it.
Yeah.
I find it so cool.
Do you believe in time travel as well then?
Yeah.
Whoa, that was
quick
as well.
Do you know why I think it's possible? I think because... even if it's a million years from now, someone is going to be able to do it. And if they can do it in a million years, they can travel back here.
But it hasn't happened yet.
So even if it hasn't happened now, it hasn't happened to our knowledge, but it's happening in the future. So if time travel is real...
Do you believe it has happened then?
I think
it could have, because have you seen the butterfly effect?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, like the Mandela effect. It's like this thing where it's like... Yeah, like
the Skywalker.
Yeah,
Luke
like
Skywalker saying something.
Things have changed.
Else.
No one's talking about it, but things have changed, and it's apparently normal. But it's like I don't like.
But you know what?
I don't know.
The thing is, if time travel what she's saying is that in the future, if it happens, someone could be here right now.
Yeah, someone could have come back.
Like, as we're speaking right now, there's someone somewhere who came back.
Yeah. But let's be honest, though. Let's say you were that person who found out about time travel, and then you did come back.
Mm-hmm.
Would you kill yourself?
I mean, I would disappear, probably, wouldn't I?
Yeah, like, the world wouldn't exist in that world. Yeah. So
would you not?
Yeah, because you're travelling back in time when you were born.
Oh, no. I'm talking about, let's say you're 90 years old.
Oh, okay.
Could you travel back to your...
My younger self?
Yeah.
I mean, for what reason, though?
I don't know.
Wait,
for Vance.
I don't freaking know. For Vance. I don't know. I'm going
to
this.
But if I left a legacy, then, I mean, that's standing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's weird. It's so weird.
It is. Time travel is I think that's a topic for another podcast.
Yeah.
We can talk about it for that. Time travel, I can honestly
talk about
for
that. You want to come back for that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
I'm down.
We'll have a segment called Time Travel with Tati.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wavy. Make sure you vlog that episode.
Of course.
Just on a closing note.
Okay.
In 10 years' time, if everything goes to plan,
mm-hmm.
what does your life look like?
Ooh, so 10 years, I'll be what? I'm 29. I'll be 29.
It's going to
be
the master.
I'm 29 in 10 years. So hopefully, that's interesting. Obviously finished uni.
Yeah.
First class degree.
Let's go.
Hey.
And then hopefully like something in TV and film. So maybe like feature film, like that, or TV show. I don't know.
I can see you being a journalist going to Africa.
Something like that. Mm. I do want to travel more around Africa in general to paint it in a different light. Like, you see how
I would like that.
Yeah, you see how Channel 4 and BBC do their shows of discovering new places.
Yeah.
Something like that would be sick to travel.
Yeah,
even if it's not on TV, on YouTube, just to travel more and stuff.
I would love if you went to Nigeria, just to let me know what's going on.
I'd be down. I want to go to Nigeria.
Don't go to the villages though.
Yo, you're scared, bro.
I'm not scared, I'm just hesitant.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah. Do you wanna plug in your socials for the people one time?
So on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, it's all Tati Kapaya. So TATIKAPAYA. Yeah, Kapaya.
Say with the accent.
Kapaya.
Sounds like a fruit, doesn't it?
Yeah,
papaya.
Or papaya, right?
There you go.
So yeah, it's like papaya with a K, Tati Kapaya. And then you find my YouTube through that. It's just Tati.
Love that. Is there anything big coming up that we should be looking forward to?
Nothing I can talk about.
Oh,
weird suspense. You know,
from AK to 10K in 2 weeks' time.
Right?
Maybe you heard see it here some first. Collabs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's good. You'll see. Just subscribe.
Alright. Well, this has been the
Taz and Izzy show.
The Taz and Izzy show. I think we need to ask
you
this.
Oh yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. So the name currently is Taz and Izzy.
Yeah.
I don't really like it that much.
Why didn't
you? Whoa, I don't know, I put that out in public.
Because your name's not first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Really? That's it.
So really and truly, I was thinking to myself, I should make it the IT show.
The IT show.
Not Izzy and Taz, just the IT show. I feel like that's nice. And it looks nice as well when you write it.
Well, like cleaner.
Yeah.
I mean,
I kind of get you.
The IT crowd, you know that, right?
Yeah.
IT show.
Okay. I kind of get you.
It's more cleaner, I can see that. Into a Taz and Izzy show.
Mm.
Taz and Izzy sounds like cheesy as well, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I kind of like it.
What do you think?
It has a nice ring to it.
Taz and Izzy or the IT show?
I like the IT
show. Yeah.
Interesting. We have someone in the room, by the way. I want to ask her as well. IT show or the Taz and Izzy show?
Neither.
Wow.
Okay.
The show is not called Neither. I think we'll change to the IT show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the IT show.
All because of Tati.
Yeah.
Take credit for that.
Thank you.
Our first ever guest, everyone.
Exactly.
Thank you for being here. Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed myself.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll be back next week with another one. Another special guest that we have.
Exactly.
Another YouTuber, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, let me not talk to you much.
Yeah, let's not reveal too much.
Let me not talk too much. But yeah, it's been amazing having you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed myself too.
Thank you very much.
Peace.